Why do you seek Imperial favor?
Years ago, my people were all but destroyed. My anger gives me strength. It is that strength I offer the Empire.
Offer accepted.
Ho ho ho! Greetings, Bucketheads. Mavar Tigar. I am your host of the Mandovision podcast, Nargai Tom. Welcome to another special Bantha Tracks bonus episode of the podcast. We are here today to get into the nitty gritty of the just released trailer for Tales of the Empire coming on May the 4th. So we have something new to look forward to on May the 4th be with you, which is always an exciting day to be a Star Wars fan. And I'll be honest, I was completely surprised when this trailer popped up in my feed. I was not expecting such delights, but that's what we got. So let's go ahead and talk about it. You know it's time. Just strap on your buckets. Let's go. You heard the opening. We get Thrawn right from the jump. And we're getting two tales in this. One of them, the backstory for Morgan Elsbeth. How she and Thrawn become connected, her path for vengeance against Grievous for what he does to the Night Sisters on Dathomir, how she ends up where she ends up when we meet her in The Mandalorian, when Ahsoka's after her. You know, she has the Beskar staff, and it looks like it's going to be a really compelling backstory for Morgan Elsbeth. So I'm very, very excited to get into that. I don't know if I have too much to add to it other than like the animation looks spectacular. Seeing Grievous in all his horrific glory. It looks like another take on the Battle of Dathomir, the death of all the Night Sisters. Again, the animation looks completely stellar. And I'm here for every second of it because that's a character who was given some import in The Mandalorian, and then in the Ahsoka series. And to go full circle now, get their backstory, get their connection to Thrawn, how it kind of all began. And it looks like Thrawn, early in his career, Imperial career, but also already the master tactician and planner of strategies, knowing that Morgan Elsbeth will be able to serve a purpose for him. So that looks very, very cool. But I think it's fair to say that the absolute highlight of this trailer, of the two stories we're going to get, is one that fandom has been speculating on for years. And now it looks like we are going to get some clarity, some answers. And that would be, and again, this is, I'm going to pause real quick right here and go back to something because as I was watching episode 10 of The Bad Batch just the other day, and we see Jax, the little Mirlon boy, I couldn't help but wonder, when would we find out the fate of Barriss Offee? Like, when will we go back and see how she ended up? You know, there's been many, many a rumor for speculation for years that perhaps Barriss Offee is in fact the seventh sister of the Inquisitors. And it looks like now we're going to get some clarity on that situation as we see Barriss recruited into the Inquisitors, the Inquisitoris. And we see Grand Inquisitor, we get to see Vader, we get to see all the things she has to do to join the Inquisitors. We see Force Sister, we see Maruk from the Ahsoka series, and many, many other glimpses of awesomeness and Jedi Inquisitor awesome things. You know, many red lightsabers abound. And I think that's the one, I will be perfectly blunt and direct with you all. That is the story that I am most looking forward to seeing, because Barriss is a character that I enjoyed very much in the Expanded Universe, and even more so in Clone Wars, when she becomes the sort of poster child for the Jedi who seem to be self-aware that the path they're on is the wrong path. Now, again, we talked about it in those episodes. Barriss makes horrible decisions to get this point across, and she ultimately is framing Ahsoka for all these murders and doing all these horrific things. But she's not wrong in what she has to say about the Jedi and their role in the war and those things. So in one regard, Barriss is something of a sympathetic character because, again, one of the few Jedi who seems to know that they are on the wrong path and on the wrong side of history in this whole thing. But now we see that she's presented with the opportunity to join the Inquisitors, and we get to see what the whole process of going through and becoming an Inquisitor, which I believe was documented in some comics, but, you know, those, again, sort of become secondary after anything that's on TV, basically. You know, like, the comics and the novels are second-tier continuity compared to the TV and movies. And again, we'll probably get to explore it a little bit more fully. And it looks like you get, like, that cool moment where the Inquisitor throws down, like, one lightsaber between two people. And it's, like, it kind of reminds me of that moment in The Dark Knight when the Joker breaks the pool sticks. And they're having, you know, aggressive expansion. And maybe that's what the Inquisitors are doing, too. But, yeah, that looks like the story that is going to be the most compelling to me, the one that I've been... Me and, I would imagine, the vast majority of the fandom who have watched Star Wars and Clone Wars. And, again, remember, Barriss Offee was very, very different in the Expanded Universe compared to where they took her in the canon, in the Clone Wars animated series. So I like those differences. I'm actually kind of here for them in many, many regards. But I love that we're going to get this story fleshed out and fully realized and actualized. And, you know, will we know Barriss's ultimate fate? I don't know, because, again, so much speculation over the years has been on if she is, in fact, the Seventh Sister. My belief has always been, no, she's not. It's just that's another Mirlon. But I suppose we will get some clarity on that, some answers in regards to that. I'd like to see Barriss kind of be on her own path and have her not be a character that we saw but didn't know was her. But we will see in what direction they take this and where they go. Just two really, really exciting stories. They look, again, the animation looks spectacular. We're going to get the vital backstory on Morgan Elsbeth and who she is and where she came from and how she got to where she was going to be when we meet up with her in The Mandalorian and when we get to Ahsoka. And then a continuation of a story that has left us hanging since, the fifth season of Star Wars, The Clone Wars? So many, many fans want to know about Barriss, and now we are going to get our answers, friends. And I am so excited. Two new things to look forward to on May the 4th. I hope they're long. I hope they're more than 30 minutes. I would love to see something like 45-ish, 50 minutes. You know, really kind of flesh these characters out more, kind of show us what's going on. Particularly in the case of Morgan Elsbeth, a character whose story covers a big span of time. You know, to see where she is, you know, at the beginning of the Empire, at the beginning of Thrawn's sort of rise, to how she gets to where we meet her for the first time in The Mandalorian. That's a big stretch of time. So I'd like to really have that really fleshed out, really, really realized. And Barriss could be the same situation. Now, while we know it'll take post post episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, you know, it feels very compact. But I'd like to kind of get to know where Barriss's story goes and what she gets up to. I assume she will be an Inquisitor. I'd like to see her on the hunt for more Jedi. I'd like to see her working with Vader. I mean, this whole that whole thing's got to be a real head scratcher for Vader to see Barriss is now one of his Inquisitors. So there's really a lot to kind of get into here. I hope they really give him some meat for these episodes. Again, I'd love them to be 40-ish minutes, an hour even. That'd be phenomenal. I don't know if we'll get that. Star Wars Animation has rarely done that sort of thing, if ever. And in my recollection, I don't think they have. But it would be really, really cool. I mean, other than the Clone Wars movie itself. It'd be nice to kind of have like a little bit of a more of a long-form episode so we can really, really put some meat on that bone for both of these characters. Very, very exciting announcement today, everybody. I'll be looking forward to watching those on May the 4th. I'll be looking forward to talking with all of you about those episodes shortly after May the 4th. I don't even know what day May the 4th is of the week. Do you guys know offhand? Let me look it up real quick here for you guys. Let's see. May the 4th will fall on... Oh, it's going to be on a Saturday this year. So that's kind of cool, but it does mean I'll probably be at work. So yeah, I'll get to... We'll probably have to have a little chat on May the 6th about these episodes, but it's going to be excellent. I really am looking forward to it. So again, Morgan Elsbeth, Barriss Offee, we're getting those stories. If you haven't seen the trailer for Tales of the Empire, check it out now. They just dropped it about an hour or so ago. Go get it while it's hot, my friends. All right, Bucketheads. Our bonus episodes can only end one way. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
You expect me to search the galaxy for the home of this creature and deliver it to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.